That was Nika Costa then. And this is her now. Quite a change. You're listening to singer Nika Costa and her band doing a sound check at NPR's LA studio. Nika got an early start in music. When she was 5 years old, she sang with Don Ho. By 9, she had a number one song in South America. By 10, she was a pop sensation in Europe. She went on to become Britney Spears' opening act. But that pop music is behind her now. And she's doing something pretty different, or in some ways very familiar. Nika's father was Frank Sinatra's arranger. Sinatra was her godfather, and she's gone back to her musical roots in her new album. It's called Nika and Strings, Underneath and In Between. Charles Monroe Kane talked with her.
Nika, how would you describe this thing? What is this thing, this album, this Nika and Strings, Underneath and In Between thing? Like, how would you describe it?
Well, it's a string quartet with a rhythm section. For me, it's kind of a full circle to where I started and just historically, you know, kind of growing up with my dad and kind of doing homework in the orchestra pit and just being around those kind of performers, you know, like Sammy Davis and Frank Sinatra, and kind of as a kid taking it for granted, but it kind of sank in to my psyche. So it's a very kind of comfortable place for me to be. And I've always known I would kind of do this music at some point, but it's not your grandma's classy record. It's got like a hump on it. Everything has groove on it, which is very me. It's like standards, but through my filter. So,
well, let's hear one. Let's hear Come Rain or Come Shine, which to me is you kick it for your version.
Thank you.
Like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or come shine.
So why that song? What inspired you to do that particular song?
Well, it's always been a favorite of mine that Dad did with Frank from back in the day. And I was cleaning out my office, and I stumbled across, literally underneath, like shoved underneath these shelves, this huge arrangement. And it said Rain or Shine, FS Reprise, Don Costa, and like the address where, you know, I grew up as a kid. And I called Jeff and I said, Jeff, you got to come over here. Like, what is this? You know, so he comes over and reads through it. You know, kind of we both realize that it's the actual arrangement that was on Frank's record.
Wow.
I don't know how I ended up with it. It's just this one of these weird things. But I said to Jeff, can you possibly squash this 60-piece arrangement, you know, down to our humble, you know, quartet and rhythm section? And he, you know, took it home, and I think he did an amazing job. And it's so special to me because it's like being with my dad for that kind of little 3 or 4 minutes each time we play it. So it's very cool.
You know, I was thinking about your dad. Tell us about your dad. What was he like, and what was it like growing up, that wild life you had as a little kid? It sounds so interesting. What was he like?
Well, my dad was super funny, and he was always making faces and jokes, and he's this kind of Italian, you know, big Italian family. And, you know, just music everywhere all the time. But, you know, as a kid, kids are really just more like, they don't really care who their parents' friends are, you know.
Right.
So my parents' friends happen to be kind of singers and musicians and stuff. But
I think we should interrupt just to make sure it's very clear. Your parents' friends were Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra. Your parents' friends were some of the greatest musicians ever. That's who you hung out with, yeah.
Totally. So I'd be like, Frank, throw me in the pool. You know, like, that was pretty much it. I have this photo of me when I'm about 3 and Sammy Davis Jr., and he's cracking up. So it was just, those were my folks. And,
right.
And it was crazy. Like, Sly Stone was in my living room. I always tell the story because I remember it so well. I was trying to sleep, and, you know, my parents were, you know, jamming. And I heard this guy, you know, outside playing piano. I was just like, ah, so aggravated. I was trying to sleep. I was probably about 6. And I just wanted to go to school the next day and just. And I run out there, and there's this guy, and he's in red spandex and a white Mickey Mouse sweatshirt and a huge afro. And he's just banging on the piano. And I'm like, hey, shut up. I'm trying to sleep. I got school tomorrow. And it was Sly Stone. So, doof. You know, had I known years later, I'd be idolizing his funk mastery.
You know, it's interesting when I hear you talk about it. I've read so much about your past growing up. I was thinking about your biography, and you're talking about people you're around, people that I think are special, is the late Prince, who I know you were friends, and he was your mentor. Tell me about that, about your relationship with him and the music that you were able to do with him.
Yeah, well, that was just an awesome surprise of life. I'd, you know, grown up a huge, huge Prince fan, and he reached out to me online, like, Nico, will you come to the park and play with us?
So then you got to say yes to that one, right?
It's pretty much.
Yeah, yep.
But, you know, so we went to Paisley, you know, that's where the gig was. And, you know, I didn't know if I'd meet him. I didn't know if he'd be like the Wizard of Oz, like behind the curtain, you know, whatever. We were sound checking, and, you know, we're in the Paisley Park, and all of his outfits that you ever remember from Ever Video were hanging there. And I can I say the S word on
sure,
here?
Sure, go ahead.
So we were told not to swear, but anyhow, that's obviously really hard for me. So I looked up and I'm like, oh, shit, look, you know, da da da. And I my eyes go down from looking at the ceiling, and don't, there he is. I'm like, oh, shit, because I just said shit in front of friends, which I wasn't supposed to. So I just kept saying shit, and it was so bad. And then he was like, have you ever been to Paisley before? And I said, no. He's like, you want to come check it out? I'm like, yeah. So I was asking him all kinds of questions, and he was just super cool and very generous. And then over the years, you know, we just became friends, and he would bring me out on the road, and we wrote together and jammed together and watched movies. And he was just very generous with advice and support. And yeah.
Can you please, for me, I'm sure the song is going to become a hit. I would assume it will. Everyone I played it for loves it. Will you do your cover of Prince's Nothing Compares to You for us, because it's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, say nothing can take away these blues.
That's Nika Costa performing Nothing Compares to You by the late Prince. It's on her album Nika and Strings, Underneath and In Between. Charles Monroe Kane talked with her.